Republican Mitt Romney beat President Barack Obama in North Carolina yesterday to take the state's 15 electoral votes. But Obama secured the win by capturing key states like Iowa, Virginia, and Ohio. Head of the Forsyth County Republican Party, Scott Cumby, says Obama's victory means more states are likely to stand up to the policies they don't agree on.
I think you'll see a lot bigger efforts to push back on some of the mandates that have come, like with Obamacare, and even the EPA and Department of Education. I think you'll see just a bigger pushback, and the states trying to take the power back that really the Constitution has given to the states. I think in 2014, I think you'll see a lot more Republicans in office, too.
In Guilford County, Republicans say they are thrilled that North Carolina has turned red. But many are still dismayed over the final results for president.
My name is Gus McDowell, and I live here in Greensboro, North Carolina. We were looking and hoping that Romney and Ryan would be the president and the vice president of the United States. But however, next year and the next year, we'll see whether or not it was more favorable for the country, more favorable for the people who wanted four more years.
My name is Kat Klein, and I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. I am very sad about this race because I feel like it's not by the popular vote. It's more of a voter fraud.
Election officials say Obama won Forsyth County in 2008 by about 10 percentage points, but his leading margin last night was 7 percentage points, according to complete but unofficial results. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.